The Message, You Know Enough, by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Our conversion comes step by step, line upon line. We first build a foundation of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. More than 40 years ago, as I contemplated the challenge of a mission, I felt very inadequate and unprepared. I remember praying, "Heavenly Father, how can I serve a mission when I know so little?" I believed in the church, but I felt my spiritual knowledge was very limited. As I prayed, the feeling came, "You don't know everything, but you know enough." That reassurance gave me the courage to take the next step into the mission field. Our spiritual journey is the process of a lifetime. We do not know everything in the beginning or even along the way. Our conversion comes step by step, line upon line. We first build a foundation of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We treasure the principles and ordinances of repentance, baptism, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. We include a continuing commitment to prayer, a willingness to be obedient, and an ongoing witness of the Book of Mormon. We then remain steady and patient as we progress through mortality. At times the Lord's answer will be, "You don't know everything, but you know enough. Enough to keep the commandments and to do what is right." Remember Nephi's words, "I know that he loveth his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things." We each have moments of spiritual power, moments of inspiration and revelation. We must sink them deep into the chambers of our souls. As we do, we prepare our spiritual home storage for moments of personal difficulty. Jesus said, "Settle this in your hearts, that ye will do the things which I shall teach and command you." Several years ago, a friend of mine had a young daughter die in a tragic accident. Hopes and dreams were shattered. My friend felt unbearable sorrow. He began to question what he had been taught and what he had taught as a missionary. The mother of my friend wrote me a letter and asked if I would give him a blessing. As I laid my hands upon his head, I felt to tell him something that I had not thought about in exactly the same way before. The impression that came to me was, faith is not only a feeling, it is a decision. He would need to choose faith. My friend did not know everything, but he knew enough. He chose the road of faith and obedience. He got on his knees. His spiritual balance returned. Some years after the blessing to my friend, I received a letter from his son who was serving a mission. It was full of conviction and testimony. As I read this beautiful letter, I saw how a father's choice of faith in a very difficult time had deeply blessed the next generation. Challenges, difficulties, questions, doubts, these are part of our mortality. But we are not alone. As disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have enormous spiritual reservoirs of light and truth available to us. Fear and faith cannot coexist in our hearts at the same time. In our days of difficulty, we choose the road of faith. Jesus said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Through the years, we take these important spiritual steps over and over again. We begin to see that he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Our questions and doubts are resolved or become less concerning to us. Our faith becomes simple and pure. We come to know what we already knew. End of the Message, You Know Enough, by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles,